The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on September 19th, 2015, in Burgas, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tat tat evetarojana. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokas tad anuvartate. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tat tad devetarojana. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokas tad anuvartate. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tat tad devetarojana. Sayat pramanam kurute. Lokas tad anuvartate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu, Samhita, and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of a state, and the father and the school teacher are all considered natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Krishna is explaining here the great potency of a self-realized person. The great potency of an acharya. One who teaches by his example. It is sometimes said, example is better than precepts.
понякога се казва, че примера е по-добър просто отговорен.
You can say so many things, but what you do is what really impacts others.
Човек може да каже някои неща, обаче това, което той прави, това е всъщност нещо, което носи голямо влияние.
Just like when I was in high school, there was a rule that the students were not allowed to smoke
cigarettes.
If they caught you smoking a cigarette, they would take you into some room and they'd whap you with a paddle. But the teachers were all smoking cigarettes. You see the hypocrisy. So in this way, things will not work properly. We need to guide us ideal teachers who preach the highest truth of Krishna consciousness and practice it strictly also. Such an ideal teacher who is fixed in the absolute truth, he can lead the whole world. He can deliver the entire universe. He is called Jagat Guru. Prabhupada explains something about Jagat Guru in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada explains, one who chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, becomes Jagat Guru, and under his influence the entire universe becomes delivered. So just see the importance of chanting without offense. The first thing is you have to avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling. Those are the four regulated principles. And then you have to avoid also the 10 offenses. Nam aparads. To be offensive towards devotees. Consider the name of Krishna to be another one of the names of various gods. To disobey the order of the spiritual master. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. To commit sins in the strength of chanting Hare Krishna. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the ritualistic activities given in the Vedas for food of activities. To instruct the faithless about the glories of the holy names. To not have complete faith in the holy names. And to maintain material attachments even after having understood so many instructions on this matter. And to be inattentive while chanting. If you chant Hare Krishna, and you follow these four rules strictly, and you perfectly avoid all the 10 offenses,
and
Prabhupada says you become Jagat Guru. And you can deliver the whole universe. So in this Krishna Gananda's movement, we have so many devotees. But we are committing so many offenses. Therefore, the movement is not taking over the world. Yet. But if we can, even if a few of us can become very, very strict and pure in our following, that will have a huge impact on the global society, a huge impact. So I'm requesting you to do that. You strictly take up this path. Don't be a halfway karmi and halfway devotee. You be full-on devotee. You see. Ideal Vaishnava. And then you will become, your life will become glorious. Your fame will be spread all over the three worlds. But you will have no interest in such fame. You will have no interest in such fame. The devotee's only desire is to make Krishna famous. To make Lord Chaitanya famous. To make his guru famous. You see. He personally doesn't require any recognition. But because of that pure, humble mood, he becomes very much recognized. This is confirmed by Lord Jesus Christ also. He said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Those who are humble, they inherit the earth. So our Krishna Gananda's movement is meant to take the leadership of this world. So to do that, we require ideal acharyas. So I'm requesting you all to become ideal Vaishnava acharyas. Perfect examples of Krishna consciousness. Man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. Become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. That will have a huge impact on world history. So do not waste this human form of life. Simply running after material sense gratification. You utilize this life. For fully realizing Krishna and giving Krishna to the whole world. The whole world is suffering now very greatly without Krishna consciousness. And you have the cure for all of their problems. Therefore, you must dedicate your lives for revolutionizing this planet. That is your duty. That is your mission. Prabhupada told us that. Now you must deliver the world.
сега трябва да освободите света.
So, let us do that.
Нека да го направим.
Let us all become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Thank you very much that you come here.
Thank you.
That you come here and we are very blessed by your presence here.
Thank you very much. You have a question for me?
Как живейки всеки ден в света, получавайки наставления от своя наставник, как да контролираме себе си, как да усетим къде вървим правилно, а къде се заблуждаваме? Защото ума може да ни кара да мислим, че сме на прав път.
She wants to ask about how we can understand that we are in the right way. Sometimes we think that we are in the right way, but actually our mind, he bewildered us. How can we understand that we are in the right way?
It's very simple. The atheists say that everything comes out of nothing.
Атеистите казват, че всичко идва от нищото.
But that is dogmatic.
Обаче това е догма.
There's no scientific experiment you can do to get something out of nothing.
Няма такъв научен експеримент, от който да вземеш нищо и да направиш нещо.
Everything comes from something.
Всяко нещо идва от нещо друго.
That is scientific principle. Everything comes from something.
Това е научен принцип.
So, if you trace back to the original something, that is God. And if you study the nature of God, you will see that God must be a person. Because you can't derive persons from something impersonal that is not possible. So by logic you can understand that there is a Supreme Person, the source of all existence. Everything is His energy. So to be healthy, to be sane, to be properly adjusted, you need to be in a state of harmony with that Supreme Person. Just like in a symphony orchestra, all the instruments must be tuned together. When I was in high school, I played in an orchestra. I played the violin in the orchestra. So every time we sat down to play, the conductor would have us all tuned to the middle C of the first violin player. He had a very nice violin. He had a Stradivarius violin. And so we all tuned to his violin, and this way the whole orchestra was in tune. So if you're out of tune, no matter how hard you try to play nicely, you will sound bad. We see here in Burgas so many people working very, very hard. But the result is bad. Because they are not in tune with God. So if you will get yourself in tune with God, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, then you will be able to play a very beautiful and wonderful part in the pastimes of God. It's very practical. You're either in tune or you're not in tune. If you're not in tune, your life is horrible. If you are in tune, your life is wonderful. It's like the first 23 years of my life, I was out of tune. No matter how hard I tried, I was miserable, you see. But then when Prabhupada and his followers taught me how to become in tune with God, you see. My life completely changed. And now I'm living in the spiritual world, actually. I don't live in this nasty material world. I'm associating with Krishna at every minute. In the form of his name, in the form of his deities, in the form of serving his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So it's very practical. If you put your faith in this process and you follow it sincerely, you will feel the difference. Just like when you eat, I do not have to tell you that you are now full. You will know you're full. Devotees will serve the prasad, they'll be bringing seconds, you'll take seconds. Maybe they'll bring thirds and you'll take thirds. But they bring fourths, you go, oh no, no, no. You see, you know when you're full. I don't have to tell you when you're full. So in the same way, when you actually taste what is Krishna consciousness, by sincerely chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you will experience Krishna. No one has to tell you anything. You're tasting Krishna yourself personally. So whenever you're in doubt, read Prabhupada's books, chant Hare Krishna. Those doubts, they are simply demons. Arjuna was also afflicted with doubts. Therefore he addressed Krishna, Madhusudana. Madhusudana means the killer of the Madhu demon. So Arjuna was feeling his doubts, they were like the Madhu demon. So he wanted Krishna, you please kill my doubts. So when you have doubts, you ask Krishna to kill your doubts. And I can give you one hot tip. When I was first coming around the devotees in Austin, Texas, I was associating with one very exalted sannyasi, His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. And he gave me a very nice piece of advice. He said, you must continue inquiring until your intelligence is fully satisfied.
Ти трябва да продължаваш да задаваш въпроси, докато интелектуално ти си напълно удовлетворен.
So whatever doubts you have, you bring them forward to senior devotees.
Какъвто и каквото и съмнение имаш, ти трябва да го.
You read Prabhupada's books. Hear the lectures of exalted devotees.
Чети книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, слушай лекции на.
Inquire from those who are your seniors. And if you do so, all your doubts will go away. It doesn't happen automatically, immediately. It takes some time. But if you will systematically engage in chanting at least 16 rounds every day, following these four regular principles,
ти бъдеш ангажирано в това да повтаряш 16 кръга всеки ден и да следваш 4 регулиращи принципи.
And reading Prabhupada's books.
И да четеш книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
Then one doubt after another will be destroyed, and then gradually your heart will become completely free from them.
Всичките ти съмнения, едно след друго, те ще ще се разсеят.
And then you can enlighten the whole world in Krishna consciousness. Even an atheist, you can very easily defeat the atheist. Any other question?
I want to ask about 10 offenses. Even we try to avoid, but sometimes it's very easy to make offense.
For example,
just like with the devotees also, sometimes we hear somebody speak against some devotees, and we need to hear, or sometimes even we see something, and also with others, also other offenses. Just like sometimes the spiritual master gives some order, and we're not very good to fulfill his order.
I mean what?
And we not be able to...
Not follow him?
Yes, sometimes.
Well, there's a difficulty. The spiritual master gives an order, and I didn't follow him. You must approach him and say, Guru Maharaj is having this difficulty. Please guide me what to do.
Както примерно понякога чуваме как някой засловие също да приема да ни слушаме, друг път пък не можем да следваме всичките инструкции на духовния учител. И той казва, ако някой има трудност, може да сподели с духовния учител. Учител, тази инструкция не можах да я изпълня.
Okay. What's the next program? The program tomorrow?
In the farm.
Park?
In the farm.
Oh, in the farm. How many of the program at the farm tomorrow? Not everyone? What time is the program?
Lecture would be
8:30 a.m. How many want to come for? How many can come to the farm at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow? How many would like to come, but I have no way to get there? Yeah, see, we need to provide for transportation. Somebody who has a car should pick them up. Can you arrange a car?
Evening, we have a Sunday program here.
I have a program here. So, I don't know. How many are coming tomorrow night for the program? Everyone.
Okay.
All right then. So we'll end up in the program now, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Спасибо,
Hare Krishna.